It's Gareth and FM, I'm Mark McKenzie. Now, last week, Hibs were in Dreghorn Barracks, being put through their paces by one Scot ahead of the start of the new season. I'm joined in the studio now by the RSM for one Scot, that's Paul Wood. Paul, good to see you. First things first, how did it come about?
We've always had quite a good relationship with both the Edinburgh teams anyway, during our time here as one Scots in Dreghorn Barracks, and indeed the Royal Scots before that. Both teams have been really great with us, and especially looking after our injured guys when they've been back from operations. They've been well looked after by both teams. They donated season tickets and all sorts. They've had them tours around the stadiums, and indeed we've had Colin Calderwood and some of the training staff and supported one of our boxing events, presented some stuff, tops etc, signed tops from Hibs, so we've always had a good relationship with the guys.
Does this come about through them approaching you as far as this training session was concerned?
A bit of both, really. We've got a community engagement plan, and clearly Hearts and Hibs are on that as two of the top sports outfits in the local area. We sort of engaged with them at the boxing, and Colin invited us to get our football team down there, and him and some of his training staff took our battalion football team and some of our company guys through a training session down with him and his guys. There was a lot of CV stuff, sprints and some five-a-side football stuff done down at their training area.
And when they came up here on Thursday?
Yeah, that was slightly different from them, I would suspect. They got here and we sort of had a bit of shocky capture with them and got them into green coveralls. We then took them up to the dismounted close combat trainer, where they got to fire simulated weapons and under simulated conditions, which I think they enjoyed. They then headed down to the drill square, and one of our recently returnees from the drill course took them through their paces on the drill square, and then myself and my sergeant majors came out and touring about them for a period of time, which was quite pleasant.
Was that easier because you're a Hearts fan?
Yeah, I found that a bit no problem whatsoever.
And what reaction were you getting from the players? I mean, it's one of those situations that probably came along thinking it was a bit of a laugh. Was it at the end of the day a bit of a laugh?
Yeah, it was a bit of a laugh. It was good engagement with the guys. A little bit different from them. Everything that we did with them emphasised teamwork, which I think is key for every football team anyway, and especially for us as an infantry unit. We work on a key success of teamwork, and that was what was emphasised during their visit. They finished on the drill square, and then we took them round on quite an arduous outside camp PT session, which involved various stuff.
We've got Corporal Scott Berry with us who can talk us through that. The fitness for a professional footballer is always going to be different from the fitness required for a professional soldier. Did you spot that straight away?
Yeah, definitely. I think the majority of fitness was quite worked into like sprints and short and sharp stuff, but when we got them out in the area and we got them through some battle PT, like crawling about in the mud and getting them in the water and using some smoke grenades and stuff, it was quite a shock to them. So, but in terms of the endurance side, they coped quite well, but because I think it was over a longer period, I was a wee bit of a shock to the system for them, I think.
Any players stand out for you that excelled just that wee bit better than the others?
Quite a few, actually, because one of the guys who is from my area, from Kirkcaldy, Lewis Stevenson, is quite a popular lad, I think, amongst the Hibs team. He done really well, and obviously Gary O'Connor as well. He worked really hard.
What's your team?
I'm a Celtic man, I'm afraid.
Okay. All right. Well, we can't have it always, I suppose. And the guys, as they were leaving, did they pass any comments on to you that you can repeat?
No one there.
But they all seemed pretty happy,
did they? Yeah, definitely. They were come off the field quite a good mood, so that was good on our side anyway.
Great. Guys, good to see you. Thanks for your time
today.
Thank you
very much, thank you.